奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible with everyone.
按照今天的教会的安排，我们应该是要进行祷告会。
According to the church schedule, we are supposed to have prayer session.
但是小弟认为我们在听道理以前要先跪下来祷告。
But I believe that before we listen to the sermon, we should kneel down and pray.
所以我们等一下再花更长的时间来专心祷告。
So later we will spend a longer period of time to concentrate and pray.
我们先来思考一个问题。
Let's first ask a question.
就是今天题目所写的，你为自己图谋大事吗？
Which is the topic for today. Do you seek great things for yourself?
现在今天是2020年第一个安息日。
This is the first Sabbath day of 2020.
所以新的年度才刚开始。
The new year has just started.
许多人在新的一年总是会立一个志向，新年的新希望。
Many people in the new year will set a new year's resolution.
这个是变成很正常的，反正一个特别的日子，大家都会这样子立志。
This has turned into something very normal that many people will set this resolution.
那这个时候，那我们来想想圣经的提醒，我们是为自己来计划、来寻求一些大事吗
？At this time, let's look at the Bible and think: Do we seek these great things for ourselves?
那我们都知道，这些大事一定是要神做的，我们自己做不了什么大事。
We know great things have to be done by God. We cannot do any great things.
以前学生不懂的时候，都是说以后要成大功，做大事。
And when we're students and we don't understand much, we may think, we want to go and do great things in our career.
那是小学生的那个作文题目都会这样写。
These are the type of questions elementary school students may receive.
他会写很多理想。
They will write a lot of their wishes.
将来能够做什么？
What they would like to do in the future.
等到年纪稍微大一点，就会发现说，好像不是很容易要成大功做大事。
And as they get older, you realize, it is not as easy as you think to do great things.
后来会越来越想说，如果有一点小小成就就已经不错了。
And then you start to think, as long as I have a little bit of success, then it's not bad.
因为我们人在成长过程当中，就会看到自己的渺小。
Because as we grow, we see how small we are.
那我们会看到，事实上很多事情没有像我们想象的这么简单。
And we realize many things it's not as easy as we thought.
所以，如果年纪越大了，越不会有想什么做什么大事。
So the older you are, the less you will think that you want to do great things.
但是这样也不好。
But this is also not good.
年轻小孩子的时候，之所以天真可爱，就是因为他不知天高地厚。
So young children are very innocent and cute.
他不知道天有多高，地有多深啊。
They don't know how high the sky is and how deep the ocean is.
他想说他就可以顶天立地了。
And they feel like they could just conquer the world.
所以孩子为什么年轻的时候有热力有热情，那有创造力，也是从这个动机来的。
And this is also why young children have great creativity.
但是我们今天在神的国里要了解一个事实。
But in the kingdom of God, we have to understand this truth.
我们人是可以立志的。
As humans, we can make these hopes.
但是成就大事一定是从神而来，神要成就才有可能的。
But to accomplish these great things, God has to allow us to accomplish them.
这不在乎人的能力。
It doesn't matter the ability of the person.
大事一定在于神的旨意。
Great things have to come with the will of God.
如果神愿意的，
If God is willing,
就算没有大能力的人也可以成就。
Even those without the ability will be successful.
我们人只是神所用的一个器皿。
We are just vessels that God has used.
我们在这年初的时候来看耶利米书的一段话。
In this new year, let's look at a passage in Jeremiah.
请翻开耶利米书45章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 45.
这是很短的一章。
This is a very short chapter.
从头到尾就只有五节嘛。
From the beginning to end, there are only five verses.
而且是非常集中的，是耶利米先知对他的秘书巴录所讲的话。
And these are the words that Prophet Jeremiah spoke to Baruch, which is
his scribe
and his coworker.
我们现在请读第一节到第五节，把这一章读过。
Let's read the chapter verses 1-5.
请读。
Verse 1. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch the son of Neriah, which he had written these words in a book at the instruction of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, verse 2, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch. 3, you said, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. 4, thus you shall say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built I will break down, and what I have planted I will pluck up, that is, this whole land. 5, and do you seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for behold, I will bring adversity on all flesh, says the Lord. But I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go.
这段话是在耶路撒冷城被巴比伦毁灭以前的。
These words were spoken before Jerusalem was destroyed by Babylon.
因为我们如果读耶利米书到第39章。 犹大国就被巴比伦灭了。
If we read Jeremiah up to chapter 39, the Babylonians have destroyed the kingdom of Judah.
那第40章以后，我们就看到是这个王国之后城被灭了以后，在耶路撒冷，在犹大地所发生的事情。
After chapter 40 records the things that have happened after Judah was destroyed.
但是到第46章以后。 又是另外一个段落，就是对列国的预言。
And after chapter 46 is another section, which are some prophecies.
这个是从第49章以后，你就会看到都是论列邦、论其他国家的。
And after chapter 46, it discusses other countries and nations.
就论到最后也论巴比伦，神要怎么样刑罚巴比伦。
And then how God will punish Babylon.
好，最后52章。
Lastly, chapter 52.
然后他在重复第39章所记录过的历史。
It repeats the history that was recorded in chapter 39.
但是就讲得更详细，被掳去的哪些东西。
But it describes it in more detail the specific things that have been taken.
那当时候整个城被屠杀的这个情景。
And the occurrence and what happened when the entire city was destroyed.
是为了要让我们可以了解接下去耶利米哀歌。 他所哀哭的内容，为什么他会这样哀哭？
This is for us to better understand the Book of Lamentations, why Jeremiah would weep in this way.
因为耶利米书之后就是耶利米哀歌。
Because after the Book of Jeremiah is Lamentations.
所以这个就是耶利米书的特殊的安排。
And this is the arrangement of Jeremiah.
那第45章。
In chapter 45.
那在记录他们亡国之后，那在。 在犹大地耶路撒冷城所发生的众多事件里面，特别记录了当时候巴录他曾经有过的祷告跟心情。
And all the things that happened at Jerusalem, it records a prayer of Baruch.
那神借着先知跟他所提出的劝勉。
And through the prophet, how God rebuked him.
那当时候先知所讲的话基本上都应验了。
And everything the prophet said came true.
所以我们看到第45章，我们看到历史已经呈现变成一个事实了。
And in chapter 45, we see the history.
就是预言已经事实了。
The prophecy has already become the truth.
但是他要特别的要让我们再想一想看。
But he wants us to think about it again.
因为在第一节是说，这是在约雅敬第四年的时候。
And verse 1, it says this is in the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
大概就是其实在主前605年左右了。
And this is about 600 years before Jesus Christ.
那这第四年发生了有几次都特别提到神的话临到耶利米。
And in these years, it specifically said that many times that the word came to Jeremiah.
你如果看第25章、第36章，都是在第四年的时候发生。
If you look at chapter 25 and 36.
第25章，你如果看第25章。
If we look at chapter 25.
在25章里面。
In chapter 25.
第四年，神就跟耶利米先知说，这些百姓被掳到外邦去要70年。
It says this was in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, which when God spoke to Jeremiah.
这个城会被毁，百姓会被掳去那边多久，神都已经先说好了。
When and for how long the people would be taken captive, God has already said.
如果你看第36章。
If we look at chapter 36.
这也是其实第36章应该是我们要先读的背景。
Chapter 36 is actually the background that we should read first.
一样是第四年的时候。
Again, it is in the fourth year.
神要约利米把他所得到的预言这些末世都把它写下。
God wanted Jeremiah to write down all of these words.
所以神要约利米拿书卷来。
God wanted Jeremiah to take a scroll.
将所有的预言都记下来。
And to write all the words that and record it.
神所讲的那些预言年代都要把它记清楚。
And all the prophecies that God has spoken to record them clearly.
因为这些神的预言警告，如果他们看了，也许会改变。
And perhaps all the people would see the prophecies and the warnings.
神要先知记下这些信息，那现在他就需要一个帮手，所以就请巴录来了。
And God wanted Jeremiah to record all this down, so he needed a helper, so he asked Baruch.
所以第四节。
In verse 4.
耶利米就将这个尼利亚的儿子巴录招来。
So Jeremiah asked Baruch, the son of Neriah.
巴录就从耶利米的口中把神的话一一的把它记清楚。
And from the mouth of Jeremiah, Baruch recorded all the words.
那个时候耶利米先知已经失去自由被关了。
And at this time, Jeremiah was already
被阻挡，因为很多人都是跟先知作对的。
Was already taken, and there are many who were against the prophet.
所以现在整个耶利米书其实真正代写的那个人是巴录代笔的。
So afterwards, the entire book of Jeremiah was written by Baruch.
至少这些预言的部分都是耶利米讲，巴录写。
I always saw the prophecies Jeremiah spoke, but Baruch wrote them down.
然后第五节
，verse five，
耶利米就跟巴录说：“你去把这些话你所写的这个去读给百姓听，特别是进到圣殿去。”
Jeremiah tells Baruch to go into the house of the Lord and read these words to the people.
再强调说，也许百姓听的时候会回头，会改变。
And he said that perhaps the people will hear it and return and change.
那先知这样讲之后，第八节，巴录就真的照着去做了。
And after Jeremiah said this in verse 8, Baruch did as he was told.
就都在神的殿里面将书上的话都念给百姓听了。
And he read all the from the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house.
好，那我们现在看回来四十五章。
Let's look back at chapter 45.
这是神应该是说耶利米的耶利米他对巴录说，第二节，巴录啊，主以色列神说。
In verse 2, it says, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch."
第三节是说，巴录曾说，哀哉，主神将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因为哀哼而困乏，不得安稳安歇。
Verse 3, you said, "Woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest."
我们可以看得出巴录基本上都是耶利米的同工，一起在传神的话了。
We can see that here Baruch is a coworker of Jeremiah, and together they are spreading the word of God.
所以当先知受逼迫的时候，巴录基本上都有份的。
So when Jeremiah was persecuted, Baruch was part of this.
但是当然，巴录他本身并不是箭头人物，但是通常他都会有关系。
Of course, Baruch was not the leader, but he had relations with Jeremiah.
也就是说，众民包括君王其他的这些祭司要攻击的对象都是耶利米。
So the kings, the other kings, they wanted to target Jeremiah.
但是巴录作为耶利米的同工，基本上都逃不掉的。
But Baruch as a
要一起受苦。
Baruch as a coworker of Jeremiah, he could not run away. He had to suffer with Jeremiah.
反正他都是人家讨厌先知，他的同工也都一定被讨厌的。
Because people despise Jeremiah, he as a coworker was also despised by others.
那我们知道后来以色列百姓他们就已经被掳到巴比伦，剩下人想说要逃到埃及，就把耶利米带去埃及了。
And we know that the people have been taken captive to Babylon, and the people who remain wanted to flee to Egypt, so they wanted to take Jeremiah to Egypt.
包括巴录也被顺便带去。
And this includes Baruch.
所以你如果看第四十二章，
If we look at chapter 43,
四十三章就是他们这些剩下的百姓反叛结果逃亡，他们就逃到埃及，顺便把耶利米跟巴录带走。
In chapter 43, those who remained, they wanted to flee to Egypt, so they took Jeremiah and Baruch.
因为百姓仍然不听神的话，神要他们继续住在这个耶路撒冷，不要离开。
Because the people did not listen to the words of God, even though God wanted them to stay in Jerusalem and not depart.
他们不愿意听这个先知所传的神的指示。
But they're unwilling to listen to the words of God and the prophets.
所以最后就把先知跟巴录带到埃及去。
So at the end, they took Jeremiah and Baruch to Egypt.
所以我们知道后来耶利米先知是死在埃及地的。
So we know that Prophet Jeremiah later died in Egypt.
而且是被谋害的。
And he was
murdered.
啊，
所以先知基本上他忠心到底最后是为了这个神的工作死亡的。
And Jeremiah was faithful to the end, and because of the work of God, he died.
那巴录做他的同工他都有份。
Baruch as his coworker had part with this.
那我们看。巴录他在这一段跟耶利米一起侍奉的这时间呢，他也效法先知祷告。
And we see that during this time that Baruch served with Jeremiah, he imitated Jeremiah and prayed.
我们知道耶利米先知他是很会祷告的先知。
We know that Jeremiah was a prophet who knew how to pray.
他也被称作流泪的先知。
He is also known as the prophet, the weeping prophet.
他流泪不是说他个性软弱。
And he wept not because he was weak.
有人动不动就很感动就流泪。
Some people are just very emotional and shed tears.
有人真的是这样子啊。
Some people are like this.
看到一个什么比较悲惨的就哭起来了。
And they see something that's a little pitiful, so they cry.
或者是听到谁讲了一句不中听的话，就哭得稀里哗啦的。
Or they hear words somebody else says that they do not like.
真的啊，我们有人真的是听到某人说什么话，就当场哭起来。
Or they hear other people say certain things and they will cry.
所以有人这个承受压力就是这个困境的那个能力不太一样。
And each person will deal with stress differently.
但是耶利米先知可不是那种个性软弱的人。
But Prophet Jeremiah, he was not somebody who is emotionally weak.
他也不是。看到那个这些别人跟他讲什么话他就会这样子很受伤的。
And he was not easily harmed by the words other people spoke.
我们不知道有没有我们在读耶利米先知这个书的时候，不知道有没有发现耶利米他的个性。
After while we're reading the book of Jeremiah, I don't know if we realize the personality of Jeremiah.
他其实是很坚强的。
He's actually very strong.
有时候。甚至是被人家当面这样子羞辱他都没关系。
Even though he was embarrassed or rebuked by other people, it didn't matter.
那他也非常坚定的，神要他做什么，他做什么。
He was very firm. Whatever God wanted him to do, he would do.
就好像神跟耶利米说，你不可以结婚哈。
Just like God said, you cannot get married.
第十六章，神都特别跟他说，你不可以娶妻生子。
In chapter 16, God told Jeremiah, you cannot get married.
那耶利米就顺从神的话。
So Jeremiah obeyed the words of God.
为什么神会这样子跟他指示
？Why did God command this？
因为接下去，在他活着的时候，一定会看到巴比伦被灭那个巴比伦灭耶路撒冷城的情景。
Because during his life, he will see Babylon destroy Jerusalem.
他作为神的这个口，他要承受很大的迫害。
He was the mouth of the Lord, so he would endure a lot of suffering.
所以最后神说你有家庭有婚姻等于没有更惨。
So God said if you have a marriage and a family, then it will be even more pitiful.
那先知就顺服了。
So the prophet obeyed.
所以我们看到耶利米先知是真的是一生都在侍奉神。
So we see Prophet Jeremiah, he served God for his whole life.
然后有一次神跟他说。你把那个腰带，你去买一条腰带，把它绑在腰上嘛，哈。
At one time, God told Jeremiah to go get a belt and tie it around your waist.
然后就说几天之后说，你现在把这个腰带绑着，对不对？走到伯罗大河去，就把那个腰带就藏在那个河边。
And God said that walk to the river and then take off your belt.
是到伯罗大河啊
，to the Euphrates River.
那很远啊。
This is very far.
要走很远的路，就为了要把那条。腰带把它埋在那个河边的石头洞里啊。
And he walked very far just to take the belt and to bury it.
你说看看那个距离要走多久
？If you look at the distance, how far does he have to walk?
然后神就是要特别要他去那个地点，把那个麻布做的腰带把它埋在那里。
And God specifically wanted him to go to that location to bury his belt there.
然后 去的买好了之后就走回来了嘛。
And after bearing the belt, he would walk back.
不知道经过多久，神说去，再去把它找回来。
After a period of time, God said, "Go again and get it back."
再去走很远的路，再去把那个挖出来啊，已经烂掉了。
And to walk very far to go dig it up, and it was already.
然后再走回来。
And he brought it back.
就这么一个动作，神叫他去回这样两趟，他都去。
And just this one action, God told him to go and come back two times, and he did.
啊、哦，这个就是先知的顺服。
This is the submission of a prophet.
他不会去算说这样合不合理。
He does not think whether this is reasonable or not.
那这样有没有效率？
Is there any effect to this?
如果要这样的话，为什么不在旁边就挖个洞就把它埋起来，不是一样吗？
If we're going to do this, why can't I just dig a hole here? And isn't it the same thing?
神的意思就是这个百姓最后要被掳到伯拉大河那边去啊。
God's will is because at the end they would be taken captive to Euphrates River.
这个神的百姓本来像这个腰带贴在神的身上的那么亲密的。
The people of God it is like a belt, and they were originally so close to God.
当他们不愿意听从神的话。
When they're not willing to listen to God,
他们离开了神，
they have departed from God,
就像这条腰带离开了他们这个身体一样，
just like this belt departing from your body,
被掳到那个外邦地去，埋在那个河边里，
being taken captive to a foreign land and buried there.
那去那里就烂掉了，
and when they're there, they are all.
所以神就是要先做这个动作，去来让百姓了解说，以后他们要遭遇的。
So God wanted the prophet to take this action to understand this is what the people wanted.
那先知就要照着去做。
So the prophet did likewise.
这个就是先知的精神。
This was the attitude of the prophet.
那后来更有一次。
And one time.
你看第二十七章哈。
Look at chapter 27.
我们现在很快的把这个耶利米先知的一些很特殊的。他那个精神，那我们可以了解。
And we'll go through a few things that Jeremiah did to understand his personality.
那这样子，我们才有办法了解他跟巴录所讲的这段话到底意义在哪里。
So this way, we could understand the meaning behind the words he spoke to Baruch.
27章。
Chapter 27.
现在神要他说，你去做一个轭，跟绳索把自己绑起来。
And God said to take make a yoke and bond yourself.
好，第二十七章第二节了哈。
In chapter 27, verse 2.
因为这个就是以后百姓要有的遭遇啊。
And because these are the sufferings that the people will endure.
他自己就像要演戏一样，那里面的主角就是这样子表演给那个当时候的百姓，跟包括来到犹大地这些列王各国的王看到。
And he was like an actor at that time to act all of this out for the people and the kings from other nations.
那这个轭就一直挂在那个。先知的脖子上了。
And then he made bonds and yokes, and then he put them around his neck.
他走到哪里，众人看到这个人像疯子一样。
And wherever he walked, people would look at him as if he was crazy.
但是他就说，这个就是以后你如果不听神的话，结果就是这样，成为奴隶，被人家用轭把他套着，你失去自由，被带到国外去了。
But he said to the people, if you do not obey God, this is what's going to happen, that you will be like a slave to other nations.
可是当时候有一些先知。他们讲的话跟耶利米不一样啊。
But at that time, there are some other prophets who spoke words different from Jeremiah.
他们说神要解放他们的。
And they said that God will
神让他们得胜利。
God will give them victory.
第二十八章。
In chapter 28,
就有一个叫做哈拿尼亚的出来挑战耶利米了。
There is a person, a prophet named Hananiah who came out against Jeremiah.
就说预言说两年之内，百姓如果被巴比伦掳去的。一定会回来。
He spoke prophecies and said, 2 years after the people are taken captive at Babylon, they will return.
他是按自己的意识来讲，托神的名讲话的。
He spoke according to his own will.
这个就是假先知。
This is a false prophet.
因为他期待这样做。
Because he hoped this would happen.
哦，那就利用神的名。
So he used the name of God.
其实他自己的想法。
And to say his own
thinking. 他自己的期待，两年之内。
His old hopes in 2 years.
你看他28章第3节，他讲清楚啊，说两年之内。
In chapter 28, verse 3, he says within 2 years.
哦，那这个就是跟耶利米先知所讲的信息对抗的。
And this is the completely different than what Jeremiah was saying.
哦，这当场等于是挑战耶利米他所讲过的话了。
This is challenging the words that Jeremiah has spoken.
那耶利米听到他这样讲，哇，大家都很喜欢嘛，哈。
So when everyone heard these words, they all liked it.
那耶利米先知他也是很真的是很稳定的，他也很爱国的啦。
And Jeremiah was very firm, and he loved his country.
所以你看第五节就是耶利米当着祭司和站在神殿里面的这些众民 对哈拿尼亚说。
In verse 5, then Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and the presence of all the people.
第六节说 Amen.
In verse 6, said Amen.
他说愿神这样行。
Said the Lord do so.
愿神成就你所讲的预言。
The Lord perform your words which you have prophesied.
愿这些被掳的都归回。
To bring back the vessels of the Lord's house.
但是第七节他说然而神告诉我的话不是这样子。
But in verse 7, he says the words that God has spoken to me is not like this.
好了。那接下去你看第十节
Verse 10
这个哈拿尼亚他也是讲先知嘛先知哈拿尼亚他将耶利米颈项上的轭就把它取下来把它折断当场把它拆台
In verse 10 that Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it
好哇 那这个时候耶利米他也没有说什么他就走了
At this time Jeremiah did not speak and he just left
他也没有生气
He did not get angry
那他也没有 说跟他对抗
He did not go against him.
他就说哦，他现在轻松了，他就回家。
And it got taken off his neck. He was more free, and he went home.
所以你看，这就是先知的他的坚定。
And this is how firm Jeremiah was.
他说的话被人家对抗。
The words he spoke, people challenged.
照神所指示的这样行的时候，人家把他拆了。
And when he did according to what God said, people took this off his neck.
一句话都没有讲。
He didn't say one word.
他继续忠心的听从神的指示。
He still faithfully listened to the words of God.
因为这个时候神都没有说什么话。
At this time, God did not speak at all.
所以他当然不说话，不说话。
So of course, he didn't speak either.
所以拆掉了就轻松。
So he took it off.
就回家。
So he's more free.
等到神有指示再来说。
After God speaks again, then he will.
他没有为自己说什么话。
He did not speak for himself.
这个叫做忠心的。
This is a faithful servant.
他不是凭自己的想法去讲什么话的。
He did not speak according to his own thinking.
也没有为自己辩护。
And he did not defend himself.
好了，他回去以后。
After he returned.
神的话就临到了。
Then the word of God came.
我们现在再看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
十二节嘛哈。
Verse 12.
好，这个他的轭折断以后，神的话就临到耶利米了。
Now the word of God came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck.
好，十三节。
13.
去告诉哈拿尼亚。
Go and tell Hananiah.
你把这个木轭折断，现在换来铁轭，你折不断了。
You have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron.
神的话就讲得很清楚。
So the words of God were very clear.
接下来神就要处理这个哈拿尼亚。
Afterwards, God will take care of Hananiah.
你应当听。第十五节。
Verse 15. Hear now.
神没有。差遣你，你竟然使百姓倚靠谎言。
The Lord has not sent you, but you make the people trust in a lie.
所以神的刑罚马上到。
So the punishment from the Lord will come.
第十六节说：“看了，我要叫你去世，叫你死。”
16. Therefore, thus says the Lord: Behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth.
你今年必死。
This year you shall die.
因为你向神说了悖逆的话。
Because you have taught rebellion against the Lord.
也就是说，神没有说的话，你竟然敢讲。
Which is to say that the words God did not speak, you dare to speak.
而且还这样当众羞辱耶利米先知。
And you embarrassed the prophet Jeremiah.
所以你必死。
So you will die.
讲完之后。
Afterwards.
第十七节。
17.
当年七月他就死了。
So Hananiah died the same year in the seventh month.
两个月之后而已。
Two months afterwards.
所以这个哈拿尼亚就死了。
So Hananiah died.
所以我们就看到这个就是先知他的精神。
This is the attitude. This is the attitude and how firm the prophet was.
那我们也看到耶利米先知他所受到的对待。
And we see what Jeremiah said.
他所受到的别人的给他对待。
And how people treated him.
包括自己的一样做先知的。
And including those who want to be prophets.
祭司。
The priests.
首领。
The leaders.
基本上全国都反对他。
Pretty much the entire nation was against him.
因为他讲的话。都是别人不喜欢听的。
Because the words he spoke, nobody liked listening to.
他是神说的话，不把他讲出来而已。
Because he just spoke the words of God.
因为神的意思是说，巴比伦来了，你们一定抵抗不了。
Because God said, when Babylon comes, you cannot fight against
them. 所以最好的方法就是出去投降巴比伦。
So,
你不要反抗。
So the best way is just to submit and to not fight against them.
你不要想要去依靠埃及来对抗。
Do not think to rely on Egypt to fight.
你如果去投降。然后被掳到巴比伦去的，你在那边你就安居了。
And if you get taken captive away to Babylon, then you will live there.
得到平安。
And you will receive peace.
但是你不要了，你对抗了，你一定使刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫来灭城。
But if you do not and you fight against them, then you will die.
这个就是当时候神的话。
And at this time, this was the word of God.
那可是这个是众人认为耶利米叛国。
But this is the people thought that Jeremiah hated the nation.
他其实是因为讲神的话，也不是他的想法，他也希望这个国家平安啊。
But this was not his own will. This was the words of God. He also wanted the nation to have peace.
哦，这个当时候耶利米他所讲的话，真的是啊，已经是其实已经先说了说神还会把百姓带回来的。
And Jeremiah had said the words of God, which
is that
God will bring the people back. This was the will of God.
现在他们所遭遇的就是他们犯罪应当要受到的刑罚是应得的。
And they are going to encounter this because of their sin. This is their punishment.
可是神的意思不是要把他们毁灭。
But the will of God is not to destroy them.
这个就是管教之后还要再怜悯再带回来。
And after punishment, then God will bring them back.
就是人要愿意顺服神的旨意。
But people have to be willing to submit to the will of God.
是当时候，这个是耶利米他的信息，他从神得到的话语。
And these were the words that Jeremiah received from the Lord.
所以你看第二十九章就开始预言了哈，而且还写信到巴比伦。被掳的百姓当中去了。
And chapter 29 records a prophecy that he wrote a letter.
啊，通知他们说你在那边就好好的居住，生孩子。
And he told them that when you live there, just live peacefully
and have children. 为那个求平安。
And ask for peace.
70年之后，我等你带回来。
70 years later, God will bring you back.
那时候你们就会专心的寻求神，你寻求就寻见。
At that time, you will focus and seek after God.
你祷告我，我就垂听。
And you will pray, and I will listen.
哦，那你。你就是要照神的这个旨意安排的旨意 去生活。
But you have to live and do according to the will of God.
啊，那当时候其实很多人都听不下去了。
At that time, people could not listen to this.
这个包括耶利米的这个同工巴路，他都没有办法了解。
This includes the co-worker of Jeremiah, Baruch. He could not understand.
所以我们现在看第四十五章。
So let's look at chapter 45.
当时候巴路曾经这样子祷告。
And Baruch prayed this way.
哀哉，主将忧愁加在我的痛苦上。
He said, "Woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow."
哦，我因为哀恨而困乏，不得安歇。
I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest.
因为从耶利米的口中，巴路记录了这个神的这个旨意啊。
From the words of Jeremiah, Baruch knows the will of God.
他知道，他已经知道啊，神要毁灭这个国度。
He already knows that God would destroy this in Jerusalem.
那其实耶利米他承受最大的压力跟不公平对待。
Jeremiah was the one who received the most pressure.
但是这个时候，巴路他内心的忧伤嘛。
But at this time, Baruch was very sorrowful in his heart.
他其实也很期待他的国家能够兴旺。
And he also hoped that his nation may prosper.
可是他现在看到了、所听到了神的指示，又是不一样。
But the prophecies that he heard were different.
那事实上是因为他没有能力改变，他希望能够这样子发展，但是神的旨意好像不是。
And he wanted it to be a certain way, but the will of God was different.
你看，我们今天有时候我们心想要做一件什么事情，但是我们做不到，我们内心会很难过。
Today, if we want to do something in our hearts, but we cannot accomplish it, we will feel very sorrowful.
我们内心如果不安哈，就是说，对我们现在所遭遇的会很觉得很不公平啊。很不服哦，你心里面就很难平静了。
If we have no peace in our hearts and we feel that it is not fair, then we'll be sorrowful.
比如说，我们看诗篇三十八章，三十八篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 38.
诗篇三十八篇。
Psalms 38.
这是大卫的诗。
This is a psalm of David.
你看第八节哈。
Verse 8.
啊，读第八节到第九节。
Psalms 38, verses 8-9. 8, I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. 9, Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you.
你看他，因为这个是大卫他求神说，我实在是很痛苦。
And this is the prayer from David to God that he is so sorrowful.
他觉得是好像神的那个怒气啊，在惩罚他这样。
And he feels like God is punishing him.
那他也知道他自己有犯错、有罪过，所以第四节说：“我的罪过高过我的头啊。”
He also knows that he has sinned. In verse 4 says, "For my iniquities have gone over my head."
哦，所以他觉得这个，所以罪如果犯错，就是一个担子，让我们良心不安。
So if we have iniquities, it is like a heavy burden, and we have no peace in our hearts.
那七节说：“满腰是火，肉无意完全。” 那个肉体也生病啊，痛苦。
Verse 7 says, "For my loins are full of inflammation; there is no soundness in my flesh."
那是第八节，他特别说我被压伤，身体疲倦，是因为心里不安，我就哀哼了。
Verse 8, I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart.
内心叹息。
We have turmoil in our
所以我们人的内心哈、哦、忧伤哈、哦，这个真的很痛苦。
If our hearts are sorrowful, it is truly very painful.
这当时候巴路同样的心情。
At this time, Baruch had the same attitude.
所以他现在知道了这个是会有这种局势的发展，但是他又很不愿意，但是他又无力改变呢。
Baruch knew what was going to happen, even though he was unwilling, but it was going to happen.
那我们人的内心其实忧伤以后，身体容易出毛病了。
After for us, for humans, if we are sorrowful in our hearts, it's easy for us for our flesh to get sick.
这是为什么箴言一直强调说喜乐的心是良药。
That's just why it says that a cheerful heart is good medicine.
因为我们内心如果很希望达到一个什么事，但是我们又做不到，我们无力改变。
If in our hearts we really want to accomplish something, but we cannot accomplish it,
我们内心会很不平。
In our hearts we do not have peace.
就恨不得我怎样怎样，你就很多想说我期待什么，但是没办法，做梦。
And we really hope and wish and dream to be able to accomplish something, but we cannot.
所以有些人哦，这个在愤愤不平当中哦，说话做事就会走样。
So when we do not,
都异常了。
Well, we have turmoil in our hearts, and the things we do and the things we say may go astray.
那就很容易吵架。
Very easy to fight.
然后就发生这些争执啊，不愉快。
And conflicts arise, and there is no peace.
那内心就更难过。
And we feel even more sorrowful in our hearts.
所以有些人呢、哦，他会忧郁，其实就是他想要做什么，但是做不到。
Sometimes people face depression because they really want to do something, but they cannot.
也就是他不是在这个职位上，他做不到。
And they are not at this status, so they cannot accomplish it.
他有什么想法，别人不能够了解，也没办法同意。
They have a certain type of thinking, and people do not agree.
他又没办法改变别人的想法。
And they cannot change the thinking of other people.
所以这个时候就是内心很大的不安。
So at this time in their hearts, it is not there is no peace.
结果通常都是失眠，睡不着。
And the result is often insomnia. They cannot sleep.
整个人就走样了，变得不一样。
And then the entire person will change.
那这就是当时候那个巴路的心情。
This is the attitude of Baruch at that time.
他其实作为耶利米的那个同工啊，他其实可以很相信神，然后反正神主导一切，不用担心呢、啊。
He was the coworker of Jeremiah, and he should really believe in God that God can take care of everything.
其实他的忧伤耶利米也有啊。
His sorrow, Jeremiah also had.
耶利米曾经也为百姓哀哭。
Jeremiah also wept for the people.
我们第九章耶利米书第九章，你看到那个先知的哀哭。
If you look at Jeremiah chapter 9, we see how Jeremiah wept.
对不对？第九章。
Chapter 9.
我的头为水啊，我的眼为泪的泉源啊。
Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears.
为我百姓中被杀人昼夜哭泣。
That I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
因为当时候他看到已经看到被杀的情景，他还是哭啊！他求神啊，这样子赦免原谅。
When he knew the people would be killed, he also still wept for them.
那他内心忧伤的情景，因为第九章是他流泪嘛哭，但是他内心先忧伤才哭。第八章就是他忧伤的那个写照。
So his heart was first sorrowful in chapter 8, and then chapter 9 he was mourning and crying.
你看八章二十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 21.
你看，先知说，因我的百姓的损伤，我也受了损伤，我哀痛，然后惊惶将我抓住了。
For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me.
第二十二节最后说，我的百姓为何不得痊愈呢？
Verse 22, at the end it says, why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people?
这都是当时候先知他的心情，巴路他也是一样。
This is the mentality of the prophet at the time, and same with Baruch.
可是现在那个神透过耶利米先知跟巴路讲，
But through Jeremiah, God told
你要各样这样说，第四十五章第四节，
Chapter 45, verse 4,
神这样讲、啊、
The Lord said this,
我建立的我要拆毁，我所栽植的我必拔出，在全地我都要如此。
Behold, what I have built I will break down, and what I have planted I will pluck up, that is the whole land.
这就是神的主权。
This is the power of God.
神他 拆毁建立他都有他的时间他的作为。
God has his will and his time to build and to break down.
所以这里强调是我神说我、啊、
And here God emphasizes I.
你看都是神主第一人称说我他主动做的。
God uses first person and says I.
这不是你人想什么的问题。
This doesn't have to do with people.
好好我们现在看第五节了。
Let's look at verse 5.
啊神讲完了我之后他说你呢
And in verse 5, after God said I, he said you.
你为你自己图谋大事吗?
And do you seek great things for yourself?
好，那这个图谋大事其实就是你 seek, 你寻求吗?你寻求什么大的事情吗?
It says, do you seek great things for yourself?
其实这个大的事情,这些事情是表示神的作为。
These great things are the works of God.
表示说,其实当时候巴录,他真的很期待神显出奇妙作为来,那将百姓哦,全部把它改变，然后让他们全部变好，让他们不要经历这一切被掳、被杀的这个惨剧的。
At this time, Baruch wanted God to use His power to change the people, and they do not have to be taken captive.
哦，这个寻求表示说他真的在祷告，也在期待说能够有这些事情发生。
And it says seek, he's seeking, but he's hoping and praying that these things will not happen.
他很盼望说神。能够像过去在埃及那个时代，哇，事情奇妙的大作为。
He's hoping that God can do, like what He did in Egypt, and perform all these miracles.
或者是像过去，列王的时代，神曾经也显出奇妙作为，那个亚述大军185,000人，一夜之间就被杀光了。
Or even he could have been thinking of the time of the kings, where God performed so many miracles and killed so many people in one night.
因为这个。耶路撒冷城被毁以前是巴比伦大军来围了差不多2年多。
Because before the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, the Babylonians have been surrounding the city for 2 years.
哦，这个差不多两年多的这个时间，里面是饥荒，到什么东西都没有吃的了。
Within these 2 years, there was a famine inside, and they had nothing to eat.
那里面也，你看饥荒，然后之后就瘟疫。
And after famine, there would be sickness,
plague 嘛，那瘟疫，所以死到处都死尸啊。
And after the plague, then everybody would die.
哦，因为神的意思就是你出去投降就没事，他们不要抵抗啊。
And God's will was for them to just surrender and submit, but they would not.
所以这个时候，他也期待说，如果神显出大作为的话，那就派天使来晚上就把它解决了。
So Baruch was hoping that if God performed the miracle, he would send an angel and solve this all in one night.
你看，如果我们遇到困难的时候，我们期待神所显一个神迹，我病就好了，当马上就好。
Well, we face difficulties, we pray to God, we want God to perform a miracle. I want my sickness to be healed.
神透过先知说，你为自己图谋大事吗？
And God said to the prophets, "Do you seek great things?"
意思就是说，你按照你的心意。寻求神能够显出大作为，改变现在的状况吗
？In other words, God is saying, do you do according to your will that God will you want God to change the situation?
啊，答案是说不要涂抹，不要这样想了、啊。
The answer is, do not think like this.
哦，因为接下去这个就答案了，因为我们的问号嘛，哈，答案就在后面。
This is a question, so the answer follows.
我好，现在再次讲出来了。我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。
And God says again, I will bring adversity on all flesh.
但你无论往哪里去，我必使你以自己的性命为掠物。
But I will give your life to you as a prize in all places, wherever you go.
也就是说，当你愿意把你的生命献上去的时候，你就得存活。
Which is to say, when you are willing to submit your life to God, then you will receive a reward.
也就是说，要照神的旨意。如果巴比伦人来了，你去投降，你就不要抵抗。
Which is to do according to the will of God. If the Babylonians come, just surrender and do not fight.
你就顺服。
Just submit.
神的旨意在哪里，你就照着去做。
Whatever the will of God is, you do accordingly.
哦，你无论往哪里去，我就使你以你的自己的性命为猎物。就是说，你如果顺服神的旨意，你的性命得保存。
I will give your life to you as a prize in all places wherever you go. So if you submit your life to God, God will take care of you.
因为这个是在约雅敬第四年的时候。
This is in the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
差不多在20年之后。
20 years later.
啊，这个毁灭就来到。
And they were destroyed.
所以当时候，其实神都已经通知啊这些先知跟相关的人员。
So at this time, God already told the prophets.
要顺服神的旨意。
Submit to the will of God.
啊，不要 坚持自己的想法。
Do not insist on your own will.
因为这个事情看起来 被灭，神要把它拆毁，已经 无法回转了。
Because the fact that God will destroy and the people will be taken captive, there's no turning back from this.
当时候神跟他的信息都是一致的。
God's prophecies are consistent.
那神跟那个透过耶利米跟巴录这样说。
God told Jeremiah and told Baruch.
在第三十九章我们读三十九章的时候。
In chapter 39,
有一个人拯救了那个耶利米先知啊。
Somebody who saved Jeremiah.
第四十三十九章那个以伯米勒。
In chapter 39.
第十六节。
Verse 16. Ebed-Melech.
这个是古时人，是黑皮肤的人。
This is an Ethiopian.
这个人他很好心啊，他是把通报那个王，然后把耶利米先知把他救了，救出来。
He had a very good heart. He saved Jeremiah.
他让先知得平安。
He allowed the prophet to receive peace.
然后他神说
，And God said，
神就回报他了。第十七节
，God repaid him, verse 17。
到那日我要拯救你啊，你必不至交在你所怕的人手中。
But I will deliver you in that day, and you will not be given into the hand of the men.
十八节说，我定义搭救你，你不至于倒在刀下，却要以自己的命为掠物，因你倚靠我。这是主说的。
For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be as a prize to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord.
这就是意思都一样的啦。
This is all the same meaning.
神的旨意已经定了之后，你顺服他，顺服神的旨意就得存活。
And if you submit, God already has His will. If you submit to the
will
of God, 神会
拯救，保守。
God will reward you, will protect you.
这个我们在如果要读耶利米书里面，你看到这样的一个神的那个信息的重点。
This is the main point of the prophecies in Jeremiah.
现在先知跟巴录说
，Now the prophet told Baruch，
你不要，应该是神说的，不要图谋大事。
God said, "Do not seek great things for yourself."
你顺服神
，submit to God，
那你的性命就得保存了。
And your life will be as a prize.
我们今天在这个新年的时间点
，Now in this new year，
那我们要去寻求的是神的旨意。
What we should seek is the will of God.
而不是为我们自己希望说神能够成就什么。
And do not seek things for ourselves and hope what God can accomplish.
我们如果全整个教会都能够去顺服神的旨意。
If our entire church can submit to the will of God.
那我们也能够同心的来祷告。
And in one heart united we can pray.
我们最终一定在很多事情上都看到神的带领。
And we will see in many different matters the guidance of God.
那我们的信仰的体验一定会增加
，and our spiritual experiences will increase。
所以就是在患难当中也欢欢喜喜
，even though among tribulations we will be joyful。
我们期待主耶稣基督的恩典与我们同在。
We hope that the grace of God will always be with us。
这个世代很强调的是个人自己
，in this generation we emphasize
我的想法
，our own thinking。
我的那个能力。
And our own abilities.
那我所要达到的目标。
The goals I want to accomplish.
然后希望神来配合我。
And we hope that God will do according to our will.
但是我们要把它转过来，不要效法这个世界。
But we have to turn it around. We should not follow after this world.
我们要去寻求神的旨意。
We have to seek the will of God.
心意要更新变化。
And in our hearts, we have to change.
最后来看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节
，verse 1，
跟第二节
，Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
愿我们都能够心意更新变化。
May we be willing to change.
不要被这个世界同化了。
Do not be conformed to this world.
时常查验神的旨意。
And to always seek for the will of God.
让我们都能够在新的一年里面完成神的托付。
That in this new year we can do the work of God.
让我们的生命在神的这个荣耀上有份。
That in our lives that we can have parts with the glory of God.
我们祈求神带领帮助。
We pray that God guide.
我们现在就要一起来祷告。
We will now kneel down and pray.
我们要把这个祷告的时间用半个小时祷告。
And we will pray for half an hour.
所以我们接下来有许多要代祷的事项。
And we have many prayer requests.
我们教会1月25号要跟喜德伯教会的团契希望我们弟兄姐妹能够踊跃的参加。
On January 25th, we will have a fellowship with Hillsborough. We hope all brothers and sisters can attend.
我们自从2003年分出了喜德坡之后
，Ever since we split into Hillsborough in 2003,
虽然过去几年曾经有一起这样子办野餐
，Although in the past we have had picnics together,
但是最近这几年因为种种因素，已经很久两个教会没有一起有一些团契的活动。
But in the past few years, we have not had any activities with our two churches.
我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹，有很多人对喜德伯教会也很陌生了。
Our newly baptized brothers and sisters may be very foreign to Hillsborough Church.
在喜德伯教会新受洗的同龄也没有什么机会到伊莎白教会来。
And the newly baptized members at Hillsborough do not have opportunities to come to Elizabeth.
可是我们本来都是同一家人，同一个教会。
But we were one family, we were one church.
而且又在同一州里面。
And we are in the same state.
我们都有同样的州法。
And we have the same
同样的标准
and the same values.
那我们更有神的同样的真理
and we have the same truth.
所以我们需要我们的弟兄姐妹不管在哪一个地点，我们都是一样是一家人。
So no matter where we are, we are still all one family.
而且两边的距离也不是很远。
And the distance is also not very far.
所以期待借这样一个两个教会所联合举办的团契。让弟兄姐妹之间能够更加的互相认识了解。
So we hope through this fellowship with these two churches that we can better understand our brothers and sisters.
所以期待弟兄姐妹能够踊跃的到喜德伯教会参加这样的团契。
We hope our brothers and sisters can very willingly join our fellowship.
有许多我们过去认识的老朋友，也许我们很久没见面。
We have many old friends that we may not have seen for a long time.
我们新受洗的同龄也借这个机会可以认识更多弟兄姐妹。
And our newly baptized members can take this opportunity to know more brothers and sisters.
这是我们接下来马上会碰到的教会的一个活动。
This is the next activity our church will have.
祷告求主带领。
Let's pray and ask God to guide.
让这样的团契活动能够造就所有的新弟兄姐妹。
That this activity, this fellowship can be edifying for all brothers and sisters.
同时也让我们主耶稣的名得荣耀。
And at the same time glorify God.
能够促进教会的合一。
So we can unite the church.
我们在宣道事情上更加同步。
And in our pastoral work and evangelical work, we could take steps forward.
那我们也为一些生病当中的同龄祷告。
Let's also pray for brothers and sisters who are sick.
我们在生病的同龄他们的家人很重要。
And the family members of those who are sick are very important.
祷告要祈求神来加添信心。
We pray, let's ask God to add to the faith.
用圣灵让我们每个人心里的力量刚强起来。
Through the Holy Spirit, we could gain more strength.
我们祈求神他施怜悯。
We ask God to give mercy.
同时他能够坚定我们的信心。
And at the same time, to strengthen our faith.
也是这个机会我们全体教会能够发挥爱心。
This is the opportunity our entire church can show more love.
我们能够体谅这个家庭受苦当中所承受的压力。
That we can understand the pressure that the family may be going through.
那我们同时也多关照这些孩子们。
And at the same time, let's also take care of the children.
得到弟兄姐妹的关心。
And to receive the care of the brothers and sisters.
让众人都可以在因为这件事情而得到造就。
That everybody, because of this matter, will be edified.
我们教会许多的工作要推动，所以祷告求主来动工。
The church has many holy works, so let's pray and ask God to guide.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now let's all kneel down and pray.
如果要接受按手祷告，我们请到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come up.
我们请教会的长执传道一起来我们按手祷告。
We ask the ministers to lay hands on us.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.